Nelson White. He was chosen to be the first Indigenous artist in residence at the Rooms. Nelson grew up at Flat Bay, went to art school in Nova Scotia. I know Nelson from around hockey in particular as a sports administrator and a scout. And 5 years ago, he decided to become a full-time artist. He joins me live in studio. Good morning, Nelson.
Good morning, Patty. How are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good on you. I know you had a pretty exciting opening at the Room the other day. Thoughts on life as a full-time artist?
Well, I'm not quite a full-time artist yet. I still have a day job because being a starving artist, I think, is a little silly. I do like to eat. Uh-huh. But it's important to make the change to be able to have the time to do the other stuff. I was always going to paint. I was always going to find time to paint. But my life prior to making the adjustment was really busy. A lot of airplanes, a lot of travel, a lot of different spaces. So I needed to find time to be able to do the other stuff, to do the marketing, to be able to do the shows, do that stuff. So that was the adjustment that was made, right?
I don't know if this is splitting a hair, but do you prefer to be called an Indigenous artist or an artist who happens to be Indigenous?
I personally prefer to be called an artist who's Indigenous, because I find Indigenous art, sometimes people come into it with preconceived notions. They think of like Novo Morso and Woodland style, and they think of only that. And I love that stuff. I'm not going to be critical of that at all. But it's so much more. It's so much more. I find that people call me an Indigenous artist, they sort of come and sort of say, oh, you're this. And I'd like to think I'm an artist who's free to do whatever I want. It just comes from an Indigenous perspective, because that's just the way I grew up.
I'll describe what you do.
I'm a figurative painter. I paint people. I'm a representational painter, so I paint things that look like things. A lot of times my work, especially the things I just finished at the Rooms, it has to do with identity. I'm looking at people who are proudly, fiercely Indigenous, but you wouldn't think at first glance they fit the Indigenous stereotype. So they're people who are just very comfortable in their own skin. So that's what the work is trying to center itself on.
What do you hope to bring to your role at the Rooms?
At the Rooms right now, I'm just hoping to create that conversation, to create the conversation both about what is Indigenous art and what is how people perceive an Indigenous person. The work at the Rooms is actually being shown in a museum in the section about identity. So it's just about trying to start a conversation and going, okay, well, these people are Indigenous and they're very, again, proud of who they are. So I want people to sort of say, okay, that's not what I thought an Indigenous person looked like. And I just want to be able to people to sort of say, we come in all shapes and forms and sizes.
Why is that important?
Because, again, there are stereotypes out in the world. And I think stereotypes have to be broken. I think stereotypes are limiting. People come, if you come into with a mindset of a person, I don't think you're going to be very open to hear what they have to say. And I think a lot of the troubles we have these days comes from stereotypes, from people sort of saying, oh, you're only this, you can only be this. And I don't think that's fair. And I don't think people to be able to grow should be able to sort of say, okay, well, I'm a painter, but I work in hockey, and I'm interested in this stuff, and I'm interested in that stuff. I don't think you should only be one thing and be boxed in.
Sometimes the stereotypes comes from ignorance. Sometimes mm-hmm. they simply don't understand the history, which I suggest is a big problem in this province regarding Indigenous history. On that point, what is your reflections on the Beothuk remains that are going to be repatriated from the museum in Scotland? How should that be handled, and where should they go? To be laid to rest somewhere of an Indigenous community's choosing, or is it appropriate in the Rooms to further conversation? What do you think?
Personally, I know Mazel and how hard he worked to make this happen. My personal belief is they should be taken back to the province, do what needs to be done, whether it be some DNA testing, some casts, some things like that, over a period of time to do the scientific and historical research needs to be done. But I think finally, at the end, they should be laid to rest somewhere in central Newfoundland. They should be buried in an honorable traditional homeland place and put aside there. I think in the end, that's what needs to happen to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, that doesn't need to happen to them the day they arrive. I think there is space and time to be able to do those important things, like to do the research, do DNA testing, and all those things that will help further the history of Indigenous people in the province. But I think at the end, they need a home.
Fair. I struggle with how to pronounce the names, and I admit that quite freely. So Tomas do it. Right? Yes. I think that's pretty close. Yeah. It's interesting that she is remembered in Central with that museum, except by it's her colonial name, Mary March. Should this spur on a conversation for those types of changes to also take place to accurately reflect the history?
Yes. I mean, anytime a conversation takes place, it's important. I think you don't have to erase history. You don't have to sort of say, oh, everything before was wrong, or but I think you have to qualify history. You have to go back and sort of say, well, yes, this came from this, and we made this change because of it, and acknowledge the change, acknowledge that this change was made, that sort of say, okay, well, this was the way it was at one point, but we changed it for this reason and for a sensitive reason. Sometimes people get all caught up in political correctness and sort of say, oh, well, we're being too politically correct. Sometimes it's just a matter of being nice. It's just a matter of being
fair,
respectful,
and accurate.
Yeah, and accurate. And I think that's the problem.
We've sanitized a lot of the history in this province. Before we let you go, as I've mentioned during this interview, I know you're from hockey. Do you miss the rink?
I do miss the rink. The rink was home. It was very comfortable. As we were saying earlier, I can't go to the rink now because I feel uncomfortable not working. Mm-hmm. I was a scout, and I have to take notes. So just sitting here watching a hockey game now, I find myself unable to do anything with my hands.
Well, listen, it's great to see you. Congratulations on your successes.
Okay, thank you, Patty.
So I had in my introduction, first Indigenous artist in residence at the rooms, but Nelson White is an artist who is Indigenous in residence at the rooms. Thanks, Nelson. Okay.